Syrian troops shelled a besieged town near Damascus and clashed with rebels on the outskirts of the capital on Saturday. Meanwhile, civilians are continuing to suffer as Assad's regime approaches collapse and the humanitarian crisis is growing more desperate. Nathan Morley reports.
Patrick Weiland, the head of Doctors Without Borders, has just returned from the region around Deir el-Zour. He says most of the city's residents have fled, but between 10,000 and 30,000 people are still stranded.
They feel isolated, neglected, abandoned by the international actors, being the media, being humanitarian actors. They're facing shelling every day on a daily basis since months now. And these people are trapped and they have lots of difficulties to evacuate. Health professionals, health facilities, buildings and vehicles are targeted. It's extremely difficult to get inside. It takes 4 hours on foot to get inside the city, same time to get out. And you're, of course, at the mercy of snipers and people who are not hesitating a second to open fire on people who would like to get in.
Meanwhile, a campaign in Syria to protect young children against measles and polio has been described by the UN Children's Agency UNICEF as being amazing, as it's underway even as fighting rages on. UNICEF spokesperson Marixi Mercado says that since the campaign started on the 26th of November, more than 1 million children have received polio and measles vaccinations.
The numbers speak for themselves, but our field workers are telling us that throughout the country you're seeing long lines of parents with their children waiting for the vaccines, even in places like Homs. One of our field workers is talking about how visiting health centers where the sounds of the children crying after they've been vaccinated are mixing with the sounds of gunshots and shelling out in the streets. It's an amazing campaign that really has been made possible with huge support from the community.
Marixi Mercado says religious leaders have done a lot of work in getting the message out to the people, and the Syrian Red Crescent has been, in her own words, incredibly helpful as well. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.